Oh, so like the White Lotus had that crazy ass fucking monologue. What's like the craziest story you ever heard from, like, you could be a stranger or a friend, like you're just like, and you're just like, oh, that's crazy, bro. Like same reaction. I mean, that's cra that story is crazy, crazy. I can't top that, right?
Yeah.
But what's like a story you heard from a friend, like, damn, that's fucking crazy.
I have one where a friend went to Hawaii. He met someone, got together, and then he found out that that woman was had someone, and they didn't see like being in on a like not attached to the US as it being an issue. So because they were on an island,
No, like, since the water is
yeah, pretty
area
much.
codes,
So it didn't count, is what the girl was saying.
so Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, free game, Jamaica.
Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
John Pork is alive.
Damn, John Pork. Daniel. And today we got some interesting topics. We're going to talk about Nintendo Direct that just came out. Possible news about Steam being on Xbox. Never know. And then I guess we'll throw one in there. The Split Fiction is a multiplayer game. And my question was, should a game force multiplayer? So that'll be it. But for this, what we've done this week is, for me, I would consider reading a. I read a book. I finished The Alchemist
Oh, nice.
through audio. I did
Nice.
an audiobook while I was walking because I walk an hour a day now. I walk two times around my neighborhood, and it's a mile and a half each round, so it takes about an hour to do two. And so I finished it in about 3 days.
Nice.
And it's funny. I listened to the book and I liked it in the beginning, and then it started going into like a the direction of the story was going south. Like it was going in a bad direction for the main character. And I was like, I don't like this book. And then they turn it around, and he like ends it ends on a high note, and I ended up liking it, and it ended up not necessarily teaching me a life story, but I was stuck in a rump, and it helped me get out of it. And I was very surprised that an audiobook did that. It was something that I was stuck in on for like 2 weeks. I finished this book in 3 days, and by like the second day, I was like, it was helping me get through that moment in my life.
I mean, this could be a topic later on. Like, what's a book that changed your life, or what's a movie that changed your life? What's a piece of work that changed your life, or not life, but change your perspective on
But
things.
it's crazy because like it was a thing that like it was a life moment for me, and it's so funny that like a book that there's no truth to it. It's just like a fictional book that the author wrote. And even though he's making up these stories, it helped me get through that moment in my life. It was weird. I enjoyed it. So I got one book down, even though it was an audiobook. So I'll let the listeners debate on them by themselves whether that was reading a book or not.
That's a book I need to read. I have it.
Yeah,
I
you
need to
gifted
read.
it to me.
Yeah.
I have a signed version of it.
That's rare,
And I
dude.
felt like I had to read it. I finally had to read it.
It's rare.
So I'm gonna try to get through the books I
That's a
have.
book like that's okay, so that book is like, it's like well loved or well hated. It's there's like it reminds me of Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like there's no middle. So either people really like it or people really hate it.
That's funny. I liked Ready Player One, the first book. Did not like Ready Player Two. But yeah, I did that. Been playing Monster Hunter. I finished the game. Like I would say I'm pretty much done. The last thing I need to do is just get Hunter Rank 100, which would unlock me being able to make the random pieces that you can find. And then from there it's pretty much done. But I think in April they're doing the update. So I'll have more content to play on that one. What else have I been
So,
doing?
I've been listening to Kind of Funny, and they're reviewing Assassin's Creed, the latest one.
Oh yeah.
And Greg said something that I like, that's me, dude. He said he so he's playing Assassin's Creed. He's like, I can't rank it. And he's they're like, why?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, like, I'm just like saying it
myself. I don't know. Like,
you don't have to answer it. You can continue with the story.
I don't know. Yeah. The way he answered it, he doesn't know. But it might be more in the bad side. But he was saying, like, and this is how I feel about Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
How he feels about Assassin's Creed. He said, imagine eating something and it's your favorite food. And then you just get sick and tired of it. That's what Monster Hunter is to me.
Yes.
I am no longer interested in eating Monster Hunter. I don't want to play it. It doesn't change. At least with FromSoft. FromSoft hasn't. So that's happened to me with Halo. It has happened to me with Gears. It has happened to me with Call of Duty. I'm sick and tired. Like, not a lot has changed for me to be interested in it. FromSoft is still. I'm still interested in it. The latest game, I'm kind of not, but I'm going to see how it is. But that's Monster Hunter. Like, the way Greg did that analogy, I'm sick and tired of eating Monster Hunter.
So we're getting on a tangent. Because I went to the gym today with Roberto, and he was like, I texted him. I was like, hey, I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock. And he was like, I'll be there at 3. Get ready to get like an earful of Assassin's Creed, essentially. He loves it. He loves it, and he realized like setting to him matters. He's like, this is the perfect setting for what the game was designed for. And then because they have it set like also in an era before, it's just for him, he's loving the game. He says it's fantastic. It's amazing. I've seen issues with microtransactions, but from like a gaming sense, like if I play the game, I know that I wouldn't care. Like, it's not something that I would need to get, but you could essentially buy the full entire map of the game so that it's just all available to you. I wouldn't need to get that because you can just explore the game by playing it and then you'll kind of unlock the map itself. I know people have been giving it shit because of the microtransactions, but yeah, Roberto, he's loving the game. Loving the game. But I think it's the same thing for me. Like, there's a point where I reach where I get tired of the game. For Call of Duty, it happened pretty much on the third game, Call of Duty 3. So 1 and 2, fantastic games. Mm-hmm. And then 3 was like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And then I feel like I would feel the same way. Even though I haven't played one in a while, I think I played one because it was given me for free. I have it on the Ubisoft store, the Assassin's Creed, the one where you get to play a guy or a girl. Hmm. I forgot the name of it, but that's the one, last one I played, and that one was well made, but it still felt the same. It was like bigger, but still felt the same. And I feel like that would be the sense that I get on this one too. It's like it's a cool area, still plays the same, is the issue.
And that's the crazy thing about FromSoft games, like Dark Souls 1, like with the exception of Bloodborne 1, 3, and Elden Ring, they should be the same. They should feel the same. They don't feel the same. The physics are fucking different.
The one that I do like, Black Flag. But I feel like it's different because they've added more to it. They had the boat system where like you can do different things, and that was really cool. But it did get old fast. It made the game feel like it was a different game.
Yeah.
For Monster Hunter, I think the reason why I'm still able to love it is because I don't consume so much of it. I play like very little. Like, even though I'm talking about like, you know, I played it this, I played it that, I've probably put like maybe 40 hours into the game right now, and I'm done with it, you know? So I'm just going to wait until more content comes out and then I'll play it again. But like, I'm trying not to like overload myself. Like, when I played the PSP versions, I would put like 400 to 500 hours into the game. And yeah, like if I do that right now, I would quit the game right now after you know, I put those hours in there. But yeah, what else? Yeah, I've been going to the gym. I don't know if I've said it before, but I've been losing weight. I've lost 30 pounds in total, like cemented the 30 pounds. Like before it was like I was ranging between 30 to like 20 pounds lost. But now it's like for sure I've lost the 30 pounds. I can feel the difference in my body. I'm wearing a size large now instead of an extra large. I'm buying pants that are 36 now in waist, not 38. Mm. So I'm feeling good, and I'm just going to continue. All I did was, well, I mean, I added more to it, but like I'm going to the gym, and now I'm doing the 1 hour walk a day. So even on top of like days I go to the gym. So I went to the gym today, And I literally just finished a walk like at 8 o'clock, and then you were like, oh, I'm going to come there to you at 8:30. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. What about you?
Did I mention I finished Yellowface last
No.
time? No. Oh, okay. I finished Yellowface. So I was reading a new book called Blob, and mm-hmm. I stopped reading it because the LA Times Book Festival. It was funny because I was talking to my friend. And he's like, we're talking about like, oh, so-and-so's going, so-and-so's going, like the authors. And then he said, oh, Percival Everett's going. Oh, I was like, what? Because I must have overlooked him because, yeah, I don't know. I just overlooked him. I was like, oh, shit. I'm definitely going to. So I dropped Blob and started reading. It's a book called James, and it was like, I know Barnes & Noble's, it was Barnes & Noble's book of the year last year. And I've never read any of his books, but it's book of the year for a lot of places. But it's like Wicked. They retell the story of Huckleberry Finn, but in the slave side, his perspective. And I was like, and I'm reading, it's pretty cool. I mean, like, I read Huckleberry Finn a long time ago, and stuff is like coming back. I was like, oh yeah, that did happen, huh? In Huckleberry Finn. But it's like the retelling of. And I was like, fuck. And I bought his other book called Dr. No, where it's like a super villain. And I don't know. Something about super villains and stuff. But I was like, oh, shit. I was like, fuck, he's going. But he's going. Big Sean's going. So I want to go on a Sunday because the people I want to meet are on Sunday. But the biggest author is probably a woman named Rebecca Yarros. She wrote this book called Fourth Wing. And it's about, I don't know, I apologize if I'm like butchering the story. I think it's about like a group of kids, but they're like dragon riders. And it's just like the drama being a high schooler, but being a dragon rider.
Okay. All right.
It's like Harry Potter meets.
Yeah,
like,
I like fantasy stuff. So yeah.
Hers is on, I'm not going on Saturday.
The fourth gate?
Fourth wing.
Oh, fourth wing.
Her, I suggest if you, because like I've been to these book, I don't think I've missed one in like past like 7-8 years, but my recommendation is if you go, don't go to her panel, because if you go to her panel you will miss her signing because people will start lining up.
Oh yeah.
And they cut it off, so like if you're really popular artist, like they cut you off and you don't get to meet her. So Rebecca Yarros is probably the biggest name. The guy who did Ransom Riggs, Peculiar, I don't know, it's like a Netflix or movie or TV show, Peculiar Odd Things or some. It's a weird title. He's probably going to be huge, but yeah, Rebecca Yarros is probably, like, I wanted to go see Rebecca Yarros, but then I looked at the book review for Fourth Wing. It's kind of mixed, but it's kind of like a Ready Player One.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, I kind of don't want to read that.
Is that this weekend?
No. It's like,
Okay.
April 28th, I think. I think it's the last week of April.
Gotcha.
But yeah, when he said Percival Everett, I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, he's going? Fuck, dude. I'm not. I mean, if you go to the panel, here's a tip. When they start doing questions, just, that's risky too. But Percival Everett's not too famous. I mean, he's famous, but I don't know. It's like you got to balance waiting in line and listening to hear him speak. It's cool listening to hear these authors speak. And it was cooler back in the day because those panels used to be free. Now they charge like, it's like $3, but still.
Yeah.
It's just like, damn, it used to be free. But yeah. There's another writer that's going that I can't remember and I wanted to see. But is Percival Everett, Big Sean, and someone else. Yeah. So I'm reading James. I went to, fuck. So, I don't know if you know the big book announcement. They released the fifth Hunger book game, and that shit was sold out. I went to Target, sold out. I went to Barnes & Noble, sold out.
Have you tried audiobooks?
And then Walmart had it, so I bought it at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I'm behind. I've read a little bit of the first book. I've seen the second film. I haven't seen the third film. I haven't read the fourth book or seen the fourth film, and the fifth book, obviously I haven't read it, but I was seeing TikTok spoilers. Like people were talking about it and I was like, that's fucking I would have done the same thing if I was writing, Hunger Games. They revealed, his name's Mitch, the guy that mentors Katniss.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They revealed who mentored him. I was like, that's fucking smart. Like, is you know her because she's in the first three original films. I was like, that's fucking, yeah, I would have done the same thing. It's sad, too. Because there's a line he says in the movie that kind of like, set, I was like, oh, shit, so they do know each other. Like, it's like, damn, that's fucking sad. But I have to say, I've only seen the first two Hunger Games, but like first Hunger Games, you see, dang, what's his name? His name's Haymitch, right? Fuck, I don't know his name. Woody Harrelson's character. Well, Woody Harrelson's character, I had to admit, in the movie, it's the most realistic portrayal of PTSD. Like, it's even more realistic than war films. I'm just like, damn, that guy has PTSD. And I've read bits and pieces of, well, I read the ending of the third book, and Katniss gets PTSD. And I'm like, this is so fucking realistic. Like, it's like way better than war movies portrayed. I was like, holy shit. But yeah, one day. The reason why I'm not reading The Hunger Games is because I want to make content out of it. So,
but it, like, it delays you.
I know, every time. I know, I know.
But dude. I have a question.
Yes.
Since you buy physical books, and then I know Walmart is someone who does this, but they put stickers on the books.
Yes. I'm just going to keep it. At first, I thought it was like...
Yeah, like it bugged you? Yeah. But and now you're just like...
The reason why I'm going to keep it, because like, you know, I do buy like vintage games. And some vintage games, they have the old sticker or they have the sticker price. And it's kind of like
that cool. Makes it more like...
Not... I don't know. It just seems cool. Like KB Toys, $12. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Because like... At the time, it's like, oh, I don't want Walmart's thing on there. But then it could be like Walmart becomes like a thing of the past. Like the store doesn't exist anymore. And you're like, hey, I bought this at Walmart. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Old me would have taken it off.
Yeah.
New me. No, it's
cool. I think I would still take them off. I don't know. I just don't like, because I guess it depends. I didn't think of it that way, though, the way that you think about it. But yeah, I just was wondering about that.
Saw Daredevil. They released two episodes. The latest one, it was okay, but the other one was cool. I was like, oh, that's cool, man. It was like a filler episode, but man, they introduced a character from Miss Marvel, and I was like, dude, this guy's gonna die, dude. Because Daredevil, they don't give a fuck, man. They've been killing characters left and right. I was like, this guy's gonna die, and he didn't die. I was like, oh, thank you. Fucking heavens. And then, like, this is a sidetrack, but like they announced like the first cast of Doomsday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. The X-Men, pretty much. Some of the X-Men.
I know they're, they have Marvel Thunderbolts coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
That movie looks interesting. That movie looks interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the bar's so low for Marvel. Like, the best thing that has come out so far is Daredevil from whatever phase this is. But, yeah. X-Men confirmed it, Doomsday. But what's crazy is, you know, there's going to be way more surprises. That's not even the fucking... Yeah. But it's kind of weird because some of those guys have, like, someone said, like, Professor X is coming back? Dude, he's died like 3 times. I'm like, every X-Men, I'm like, dang, he's kind of right, dude. This is why one of the reasons why I hate comic books.
I know, yeah, because of the retconning.
Yeah.
So. It's like, you know, this is another story, so it doesn't count that he died in that previous one.
And then that No Games. I bought Messenger because it finally... Well, I mean, it got released physically a long time ago, but those copies were so rare. They're like $500.
Oh, shit.
But now it came out again, like a second run, but it's like cheaper. I'm like, fuck, it's like normal price. I'm like, I bought it. I was like, immediately bought it. And went through some TikTok stuff. I did a couple videos. It was kind of fun. It was kind of funny because when I did... Okay, so damn, dude, we got to unpack this. So I don't know if you heard of a girl named Becca Bloom.
I have not.
So I know
podcaster?
She's a TikToker.
Okay.
But I know you said you hate people who flaunt.
Yeah.
But... She flaunts. People love her. And it's funny because when she was talking about her stuff and, you know, showing off her stuff, I was like, I immediately went to the comments. I'm like, damn, what do people say about her? And people are like, you know, when I say eat the rich, eat the rich, but not her. And like, you know, it's just crazy. And she's just like, she's talking about, she'll bring out a bag and nonchalantly, I guess she doesn't mention the price,
yeah,
but they're like $30,000 bags, like $7,000 dresses. And I'm just like, she's really what it is. And whenever I see a TikTok, because, okay, so fuck, I got to say this the right way. So I'll see two similar people doing a TikTok. One will get good messages and one will get hateful messages. I'm just like, and I would try to study, why the fuck is this guy, they're to me, they're the same, but why is this guy getting bad messages and why is this guy getting good messages? And I figured out that the guy that was getting good messages, he's very transparent and very, like, it seems genuine. And that's what it seems with the girl, yeah, with that girl. It's funny because she blew up because the Sarah, I had to say my take on the Sarah Min controversy, yeah, but she put her two cents on the Sarah Min controversy. It's funny because she's giving relationship advice, and when she went, like, she went like this, and you see her fucking, her wedding or engagement ring, it's fucking huge. And people in the comments, girl, I believe you. Look at that wedding ring. I believe you. Like, it's funny. But, and she blew up talking about, and it's funny because she didn't talk about, she didn't mention them at all. She was just talking about, know your worth, you know, don't ever settle. And you know, I knew she was talking about them, but she went from 100,000 followers to 1.1. I've never seen this 1.1 million in a week. I've never seen that, wow, growth ever, ever.
So she was rich before TikTok.
Yeah, she was. It's, she goes to work for fun. Wow. She doesn't have to work. It's crazy, dude. I'm like, damn, that must be nice. She goes to work for fun, dude.
But, like, what's funny is, because I know people that have retired, mm-hmm, and they lose their fucking mind not doing anything. So, like, I understand that you have to keep busy, and working can be a one thing, like, to do that. But it's nice to have to work, but not for to make money, work to socialize. And so that's the point that I want to get to. But, yeah.
She was like, she's not pretentious. These are some of the comments from her TikTok. She's not pretentious. I put it on my Discord. I was like, dang, dude, people really love her. She's not pretentious at all. Just sharing her life in a positive manner. I love it. Your audience is nice because you're nice. I just realized on fucking Christ, super rich people don't need entertainment like TikTok because they have the resources to just be doing stuff all the time. Someone please show this video. Okay, someone said to Sarah K, and may this kind of love finds her and all of us. When I say eat the rich, I don't mean her.
The different comments.
Love that your vlogging style is real without talking down to us poors. So
they that, also, well, sorry, I'm like, hold on to that. Mm-hmm. The reason why I hate Ninja, mm-hmm, is because he's made comments going like, man, I'm rich, mm-hmm, you're whatever, mm-hmm, like, you know, don't tell me these things. Mm-hmm. And that's the shit I don't like. Like, learn to fucking take it and fucking move on. Like, mm-hmm, don't, I know you're fucking rich. You don't have to tell me that you're rich, you know? And she's obviously a different manner. Like, she's rich. She just doesn't, like, she shows it, but she doesn't flaunt it, and she doesn't, like, necessarily say anything. She just, like, goes about her life, and she doesn't, like, talk down to anyone else. That's the kind that I'm okay with.
It someone in the comments said it's, she doesn't talk down to them. It's also, when she makes these videos, it, she said, it's like, it's not really a video. It seems like you're FaceTiming me, and you're one of, you're my friend,
yeah,
and you're showing me what you got. Like, it's like, oh, shit. It's, dude, it's funny because she'll make a video and then you see the background is like, that's your fucking house? I thought you were in a museum. Like, her fucking bathroom has an iron gate in it.
God,
it, she's not like, she's like crazy rich Asian rich.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because she's like, yeah, I live in a small town in Atherton. They're like, girl, Atherton is more expensive than Beverly Hills. Like, the way she talks about it, it's just like, things are like small, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, shit. I want to study her and try to mimic her, but I don't think I could ever do it. But yeah, saw her, did the Sarah thing, controversy. It was also the Sarah controversy. When I made my videos, it was cool because it was, I kind of put myself out there. I put, like, yeah. So, and it was cool. Like, seeing the comments and, got a couple of messages, but I was just like, yeah, you know, it's not, dude, I'm good. Dude. I don't get invited to shit. So that shit doesn't faze me. Like, I'm good. So, And then Marvin Beek. I don't know if you know about that. Tim Cheese, John Pork. So there used to be this guy, and he would prank this, like, this white dude. And the guy's like, oh, John Pork, Drake, Phase Adept, they got him. The robotic pigeons are going to get him. And so he would say these crazy stories, and people have made a fucking lore out of it. People have made AI videos. I'm Tim Cheese, and I shot John Pork. Like, and then I'm just like, oh, shit, this thing just fucking blew the fuck up. And he's known as Agent 5.5. He used to work for the CIA. But then the thing that's messed up now, because I think he's a homeless guy, and he's not mentally all there. And now people are coming up to him and creating content.
Oh, no.
I mean, people were doing it in the beginning. The original guy was doing
it. But
that.
Like, now it gets worse now.
Yeah, now kids are coming up to him.
It's becoming a
like,
meme and a joke. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's kind of messed up. Two things. I think I've heard Song of the Year, Haim's Relationships. And if you haven't listened to it, listen to it. It's produced by one of the members of Haim and a guy from Vampire Weekend. And I'm not a fan of Vampire Weekend.
No?
This does not sound like a Vampire Weekend song. I'm like, man, they fucking made the Song of the Year, dude.
Damn, and then I got to listen to it.
And then I saw the best TV show of the year, or scene. And it's Sam Rockwell's monologue of In the White Lotus. And I was like, I love things that are unpredictable. That threw me off. And Walton Goggins' reaction, they both deserve Oscars, man.
Not sponsored, but where is it on?
The White Lotus?
Yeah.
It's on HBO. I haven't seen the show, but the monologue was showing up on TikTok. And I was like, people were like, this is the best monologue I've ever seen in my life.
Shit.
And
I'm like,
you never seen it?
No. I'll have to watch it after
Oh, my fucking God, dude. It's fucking good.
Damn.
And, like, I heard, like, because Sam Rockwell's real-life partner is on the show. She's like, someone in the show was like, I want Sam, can Sam Rockwell be on the show? I was like, yeah. And then the writer, the creator of the show, I got you. And he wrote, it's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Like, fuck, man. There's a term for it. And I don't want to fuck it up because it'd be insensitive to the people but there's a term for it if you're into this sexually. And I don't want to fuck it up because I don't know the term.
Right.
And I don't know too much of it, but it's a real thing. It's a real thing. And I want to talk about this like YouTube video, which is in line with the White Lotus scene, but I probably won't because, yeah, it's too controversial.
You should still do it. Don't be afraid. Just make content, dude.
Right? Talk about it?
No, like not now, but
I'm not making
a YouTube video.
I'm not going to make a TikTok of it because the girl that made that YouTube video said it so eloquently, I can't say it better.
Just add on.
And the reason why I watched that YouTube video is because a guy from TikTok said, do you ever wonder about YouTubers that make one video and they just disappear?
Yeah.
They make a masterpiece and they disappear. And he said this video. And I'll tell you the video. It's called... So the title is very misleading.
This is the one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
The one a year.
The Incel to Trans Pipeline and Inside Marie. It's not what you think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The title...
I immediately heard incel.
Yeah, the title seems bad, but it's not that. So, it's from a person named Kaiko Cat, and it's fucking amazing, dude. And I think she works at Crunchyroll.
I say we forget about the split fiction topic on this one, and we talk about the Korean couple.
Okay.
Probably. I feel like because like right. We're on that. So, I mean, after you're done with your section.
Yeah. So that's about it.
All right. So let's jump into the Korean couple then.
Okay. So.
I only know the gist of it.
A Korean couple, they made a podcast and they're pretty much talking openly about the shortcomings of their relationship. And like things have come up from. What she does is she works a job. She's a content creator. She does the cleaning and the cooking. And her husband, I guess, is a pastor, but no longer works. So he doesn't do anything in the house. And so they're talking about, you know, shortcomings. Like, there's an incident where, okay, there's a lot, because like he didn't buy her an engagement ring. He just used his mom's engagement ring. But he did it because his mom was divorced and he wanted to use that wedding ring to like restart something new, make it, you know, make something bad good. But then like he buys like a $2,000 PC. And like, I guess the first night, like, when they're living together, he was playing all night and she would wake up and she would just get more pissed and pissed and pissed. And he played till like in the morning and he realized like, she was like in the living room. He's like, "Oh, you were here the whole time?" And she was awake the whole time and she had to work or something like that.
Damn.
And I'm just like, I mean, I made my, the thing I said was, dude, when she said she was getting pissed, like, she should have said something like, but yeah. And then there's like sermons coming out where he's like kind of like dissing her. So I made a devil advocate part of that story, like, because she would record it because he can't speak Korean. And every time he speaks Korean, she would start recording him and start laughing. And he was like kind of talking shit about that. But then I was like saying, well, what if he doesn't want to be recorded? Like, you don't just go up to someone and record someone, you know, and you post it on the internet. Like, it's kind of messed up. That was my devil's advocate.
But when it's your partner, I mean,
but you're not, when you're not doing shit.
He knows she's a content creator. So like, he's always going to be probably in the spotlight.
Yeah, but that's still, I don't know. I still think it's kind of messed up. Like, I mean, you got to ask like, hey,
it comes
okay
with the territory.
I mean, the recording part maybe is kind of okay, but to post is like, it kind of, is it okay if I post this? I don't know. I don't know.
If he's a piece of shit, I mean.
Pieces of shit have rights too.
Yeah. That's so funny, because I mean, the thing is, like the other girl, the rich girl who's nice and everything, know your worth, dude. And she has to know her worth. And like, I know it sucks, like, it seems like she's an asshole to the guy, but you have to do things to push someone, you know. Like, I had a friend who just recently, this week, he was like very depressed and stuff, and I'm like, dude, you have to force yourself out of the rut. Like, you can't just stay thinking that way. Like, you have to like go out and do something. Like, I know it sucks, and I know I'm probably being mean telling you this, but you have to do it. Like, if you're not gonna do it, you're gonna stay in that rut. And like, if you wanna stay there, go for it, you know? But I'm letting you know, like, I've been there before. You have to get out yourself, or else you're gonna linger there longer, and it's probably gonna get worse for you mentally. So like, you kind of have to push people. And I know it's like, it's not his comfort zone, but like, he ain't doing shit, dude. He ain't cooking, providing anything.
It's crazy because like, her commute's like 2 hours.
That's
he doesn't even
insane.
Yeah, I was like, bro, you don't even drive her. That's like, that's something crazy. Simple, dude.
I know, like, the thing is, back when I was like playing games all the time, like, my idea was, how fast can I make it somewhere and back so I can continue playing games? So I was trying to see the quickest route possible. So my thought would be
GPS,
like,
GPS 10 minutes? No, 5 minutes.
Yeah. So like, the thought is like, if it's 2 hours, that means I'm going to have to drive her 2 hours. Then I'm going to drive back 2 hours. That's 4 hours. That's too much time for me taken. So like, that's how I thought before.
But she did make a rebuttal. Like, she actually made a rebuttal video and
defending,
like, she's,
defending the guy.
Yeah. Well, she was saying like, no, they were in a reverse position. I mean, I'm pretty sure she wasn't doing anything. But
yeah,
he was the one holding the job, and she didn't have a job. She did mention that, but still,
I was just, for how long? Like, a week, dude.
But I think he has a job now.
Even so, then, like, the fact that he won't even, like,
for 2 years. It was king, 2 years.
You clean or cook, like, fucking learn that shit. Like, you might make something terrible, but continue doing it for 2 years. Like, you're not doing anything else. I don't know. That's frustrating. Like,
it's crazy. Well, I mean, people are saying they have, so some people are saying they have no sympathy because she puts up with it.
Yeah.
Like, And then some people are like, no, fuck, you know, you need to find some find someone else. But I mean, I'm looking at it because I'm kind of like in their background.
Yeah.
It's hard for Korean Christian couples to divorce. It's the first the Asian thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You lose face. And then it's the Christianity thing. They're not going to divorce. Like, I knew that from the start. Oh, she's also she's also pregnant. And then, okay. So it's funny because the comments are saying, oh, how's it feel? You're going to expect your second child. Like, it's, people were just like, fuck it. It's, yeah, it was so bad. Brutal. That comments about her were in other videos.
Oh,
like,
man.
That's bad, dude. It's like, oh, like, may this love never find me. Or like, yeah, you know, like, it's just so bad. Like, he's like, oh, there's another, so there's another Korean guy, but he's like a content creator that makes food for his wife. They're like, can you please teach Andrew this? Like, that, like, it got so crazy, dude. Oh, he's like, man. This is the anti-Andrew. Like,
that's when you know it's big. When it bleeds into other videos, like comments about those people. Oh, man. That's bad. But like, yeah, that's the thing is, like, I don't know people's circumstances because, like, there's people in like, there's I know there's someone in an abusive relationship and they won't leave because they feel like they'll never find anyone else. Like, mm-hmm. even though this person's treating them like sure. crap, sure. they won't find anyone else, you know? Like, and I feel like they're wrong, but you can't tell them. Like, you'll tell them and they won't believe you, you know? It just is what it is. And then the fact that they're Christian, Asian, like, it's not helping that out either, but.
But yeah, but then people started coming out with their Christianity stories, and yeah, I'm like, it's funny because, you know, I grew up with it, and I'm just like, yeah, that's kind of true, man. Like, there's one guy, he was talking, he was telling his story where, like, one of the pastors set up, like, cameras so he could see the girls undress.
Yeah.
And then he got caught, and then, like, instead of, like kicking him out, he's like, no, we got to pray for this brother. Oh, like, I'm just like, God. Bro, I know that this is fucking true. Yeah, some of those guys are kind of like, whoo, they're like, yeah, like, it questions, like, damn, they're Christians? Like, the church, the whole church, I hate.
See, I'm going to go on a tangent here. Shoot! Like, on religion. Woo! I honestly think religion was created just to keep people in check. Like, no one has morals, but if you believe in someone is watching over you at all times, even like when you're alone, you're going to have morals. You're like, oh no, he's watching me right now. I shouldn't do this bad thing that I'm about to do. That's the reason why religion was made, which is why I'm okay with it. But the thing is, like, it's gotten to the point where, yeah, like, bad people are in religion using it as an excuse or using it to hide the things that they're doing. And then when they get caught, they're like, sorry, I guess, you know?
Damn.
Pray for me, I guess.
Oh, there are some crazy ass stories. I'll tell another one. I remember, so, like, he got flamed for, like, it's called a testimonial. And it's something like you share a story about your personal struggle. And I remember a guy came up. He's talking about he's just gooning like a crazy. I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's crazy. Like, I wouldn't even tell a story. That's too crazy, dog. I'm like, look at it. That's crazy, dog. I don't want to shake your hand, dog. I don't want to shake your hand, bro.
Ever.
The goon master, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Korean church is a trip, man. It's a trip.
Yeah, but we'll move on from that. We'll go to the Nintendo Direct, and then I only have the main ones I want to talk about, so that's I wrote them right here. But there's Pokemon ZA.
Zaza.
I'm honestly over Pokemon. This one looked cool because it's like more modern setting, like it's in a city and you're fighting in the city. There's a day and nighttime type thing. During the day, like, you can explore it. During the night, it's just all of, like, the trainers are out and they're going to fight you. And I guess there's a ranking system. So you start from Z and you go all the way up to A. And yes, then being the master, being a A rank will give you... Well, supposedly your wish is granted. But obviously, I don't think you're going to be able to make a wish in the game. It's just going to be what your wish is already.
Well, Pokemon, dude, like, I was sick and tired of that food taste after the first one, Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Yeah.
And it's nothing really has changed like that. And I'm still, so Pokemon's one of the exceptions where I'll still pick it up because the resale value is high. It's always high.
That's funny.
Zaza.
And then one of my favorite games, Patapon.
Mm,
specifically Patapon 1, but it's 1 and 2.
It's a big deal, I think. Because yeah. That's a Sony exclusive.
Yeah, Sony, yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm wondering if it was, it's only like that franchise they were only able to get.
But the guy who made Patapon, I think he's still with Sony, and he's making like another one like Patapon, but it's not called Patapon. I forgot what it's called, but it looks dope. I forgot what it's called.
And then Witchbrook, which is a new game. You are an apprentice. So I don't even know if you're an apprentice, but you're a witch, and you just learn how to do witch things, and it looks really cool. I like the style of the game. I like the whole idea.
It's called Rattatan.
Rattatan. It's funny, too, because I was going to say Rattatat. So, yeah, Witchbrook. And then there's Eternal Life of Goldman. It's a side-scroller adventure game. You're an old man with a cane, and you can upgrade your cane to do more damage to monsters. It looks really cool. I'm excited for that one. There's Marvel Comic Cosmic Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
That looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beat same.
Beat 'em up.
Yeah, beat 'em up arcade style.
Venom, Wolverine, Storm.
That looks cool. I didn't expect that. Like, I thought it was like a remake, and then they announced the game, and I was like, oh, shit. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond.
Finally.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm a fan of, like, the old school Metroidvania games, but, like, not this new first person type thing. So I saw it and immediately was like, nah.
What's funny is, so I hate to admit, I never played any of the Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
But I know they're beloved, so I need to play it.
I'll play this one. And then I'll leave the best one for last. So the next one was Rift of the Necrodancer.
Yes.
Is out. I want to get it. I know that they
have...
Is it
out today?
I think this was announced yesterday, or was it today?
Yesterday.
Okay, it's out today.
Holy shit.
It's out right now.
Damn.
And it has a soundtrack for Celeste in there.
Nice.
I don't know if it's a download or not, or if it comes with the game, but... and then the best thing about this direct, Rhythm Heaven Groove.
Yeah. Good game.
So let's talk about it. With the Rhythm Heaven game, the last one that came out for, what was it, the Wii U?
No, the last one that actually came out was...
Was it the Switch? It wasn't the Switch.
It was a Switch. It was like a downloadable only. And no, it was... Was it the 3DS?
Maybe it was a 3DS.
It was 3DS. 3DS.
Maybe.
It was a 3DS. It was downloadable. It was downloadable only.
But we did a IM 8-bit event, and that was one of the funnest events because, so we've gone to events before, like at this location, the IM 8-bit warehouse, where they've displayed like new games and stuff, but the game didn't like advertise like being social and stuff like that. But this one was like perfect because, you know, multiple people can just come in and play, pick up and play like while you're playing. It was a rhythm-based game, so like you realize like the person, if they're good with rhythm, you guys are playing really well together, and then you guys, it just like starts conversations. It helped that they gave free booze, yes. So like, you know, you get more social.
We always judge an event with free food and free alcohol, and usually it's free alcohol, but when it has food too, fuck.
We never judge them for not having air conditioning. It got hot in there, dude. But yeah, dude, that was like, that is now a permanent memory, is playing that at the IM 8-bit event. That was a really fun event.
They should make, okay, so I've actually played the original OG Rhythm Heaven for Game Boy. It was Japanese only, so that game's hard. And the Wii version, they made it easier. They need to make this game easier. Even though I don't like it to be easier, they need to make it welcoming to people.
As I get older, I want easier games now. I like, because the thing is, like, I want to sit down and like mindlessly play, and when a game is too difficult, like, I have to activate something in my brain to like get over that, like, you know, that little difficulty spike. And that's not fun anymore for me. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be doing blood level, soul level 4 runs anymore. Like,
and with Rhythm Heaven, if you don't know what it is, it's kind of like WarioWare, but it's like with music.
Yeah.
Mini games with music. And you got to be on beat with something. And yeah, it's fun. Like, it's, and then they do at the end of the thing, they do a remix of all the levels, and you have to learn what you knew, what you just did. And yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a fucking PC version with illegally used songs.
Oh, really? That's,
you didn't know about that?
I'm getting it tonight.
Dude, it's fucking dope, man. Oh, it comes on my TikTok a lot.
I'm streaming that now. Damn.
I forgot what it's called, but I'm surprised Nintendo has not taken it down.
Is it using like the Rhythm Heaven name?
Yes, okay. It's using like their assets, and Nintendo has not taken it down.
I'm just looking at Rhythm Heaven then. Maybe the game isn't big enough for them to do that. I don't know.
Fuck, it gets a lot of views on TikTok.
No, like not that game itself, but like the game franchise itself isn't big enough for them to like do anything until it gets bigger.
Hmm.
Talked about the Rift. They're in this Direct 2 at the end, they announced two things. I didn't write one of them, but I remember. The first thing is virtual game cards.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing I know for sure is for under member, family member, members under your like little family plan, you can rent them for 2 weeks. You can give them a game for 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks, it automatically removes from them and comes back to you. But they showed, like, having two Switches. They did mention, I don't feel like they mentioned anything about it being your own Switch. But I'm pretty sure it has to be under your account. But you can essentially, like, remove that video game card out of this one and put it into this one. And then, you know, you have two different Switches. One that can play the game, one that can't. I don't know if you can, like, let your friends borrow it that way.
So I'm going to play Devil's Advocate and say why I don't like this. Do you like it? Do you like this feature or not?
I like it.
I don't because...
I like it because it's in the right direction.
I don't because it's pushing it into the direction of they want to push digital only. That's the reason why I don't like it. It's a cool concept, but yeah.
Yeah, like I like it because like Roberto. Roberto will talk about like, oh, dude, this game is so sick. He only buys digital games now.
The easy fix is... create a demo, man. Fuck, a time demo. Like, I don't know.
But like, yeah, I'll be like, let me try the game, but I can't have him let me borrow the disc because he downloaded it. So like, if PlayStation does it, that's like, it would be cool, but it's also, you're saying it could be the start of like, now and it's like, digital games only. Like, no
I'm
one's
like,
ever gonna buy.
Physical. I'm in the fucking side of if I buy a game, I own this game for all fucking. Yeah. Consoles all yeah. digital.
That's what I like. Like the fact is, like,
no. I mean, if I own a Switch game of Witcher 3, I own it for PC. I own it for PlayStation. I own it for everything.
Yeah,
that's my mentality of it. The digital version. If I own the physical copy, I own the digital version. I should be able to own the digital version.
But my idea is like, if I own the game, even if like their licensing ends, stuff like that, I should still have that game. That's my idea of it. And you can only do that with disc because if you have it as a download, they'll update it to where like you don't get like this song anymore. You don't get that song anymore. Because if I were like to completely reset my PS5 and then put in my copy of
GTA
5, I'll probably have all the old music again, you know? But then once I connect online and it updates, it's going to remove all those licensed songs that they've lost the contract for.
Yep.
So, like, I like the idea that I could revert back to it any time that I want to.
I do like the way Steam does it. Even I kind of hate digital, but Steam is like, if you downloaded it once, you always have. So, if they get rid of it, like, Deadpool is no longer available on Steam. But if you downloaded it before and you don't have it anymore, you can still download it.
It's in your library, yeah.
Yeah. I'm afraid that Sony or Nintendo will not do stuff like that. I'm okay with Steam, but I'm very cautious that they would do something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because fucking Scott Pilgrim was gone for a while, man.
Yeah. I think on the Switch, was it?
It was for PS3. It was gone everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. It was gone everywhere. But I now I have physical. Now I have the physical.
The physical case, I snatch it up. Like, fuck. Anything licensed, I snatch up now.
Yeah.
Like, with licensed characters, I snatch up. Like, I had Deadpool. That's an expensive game now.
I have the Steam version of Deadpool. And I downloaded it, so, you know, I have it. And then the last thing was, they announced an app, a Nintendo Direct type app, where it's called Nintendo... Damn, I don't remember the name of it. Nintendo Now or something like that. So that's going to give daily updates about different Nintendo things. So, like, it'll have, like, a calendar, and every day is, like, today is, like, you know, Patapon Day. It's like, oh, you can see a comic about Patapon, or you can get an update about the game and stuff like that. What I think is so funny is literally 1 week from now, It'll be when does this release? On Monday, which is Monday is the 31st. So on the 2nd, on Wednesday, so 2 days after this episode releases, they're gonna do the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct.
Yes.
So that's
April 2nd.
Yeah. And
they didn't want to do it April 1st.
And they said that app will, as soon as that Nintendo Direct releases, they'll start giving you updates on Nintendo Switch 2. But what's so funny to me is, like, they did this one for Nintendo Switch 1, and a week later they're going to do the Nintendo Switch 2, and then I think, like, I feel like everyone's just going to consider everything obsolete. Like, it's just Nintendo Switch 2. So, like, if they announce all these games now, they're going to be like, oh, all these games are also coming out on Switch 2, by the way. I feel like at the end of that.
I'm going to give a shout out to AI Somnium's new game. I forgot what it was called, and then Tomodachi. Too. That's like a huge deal. I'm not a fan, but I know there's fans.
I think it's huge because it's been 10 years since Tomodachi Life came out, but I remember I had, like, a group of friends that we were all playing it together, like, and I don't know why, I feel like it was during COVID, but I think it was right before COVID.
It was 10 years.
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
It's like 5 years.
But... But yeah, like, we all grew together because of that game a little bit. Because I remember someone who hasn't, like, they didn't care about games or, like, Japan in general. I remember my game character in their game, they invited me to go to Japan. I came back with, like, all of these, like, souvenirs. And she, like, texted me to let me know, like, oh, dude, your character went to Japan and they brought back all these things. And I was like, I've always wanted to go to Japan. Thank you for inviting me to that. Like, you know, like jokingly. Mm-hmm. And then she just found it very funny because she's never played games before. And she was, like, giddy and able to, like, enjoy something with me. I thought that was really cool. But that's, like, one of the biggest things I pulled. But, like, we had a friend that got with someone. And in the game, he was trying to get with that same person because he created both characters. And then ended up asking that person out and was like, no. Because I like this other person. And he's like, what the fuck? Your game version turned me down, but we're together in real life? It was so funny. Like, different funny things, but yeah.
What about, what do you think they're going to show on the Switch 2? Let's say predictions.
The thing is, I think they're going to announce two games for it. And
Mario
I think Mario Kart's going to be one of them. No, actually, Mario Kart is probably going to be the main one.
Yeah.
And then... they'll probably just announce, like, oh...
They always announce... So, to my knowledge, it's always, like, Mario Kart in a Mario game. So, this will be the next Mario game.
Maybe. Galaxy 2?
Yeah. I don't know. Because Switch was... what's the one with the hat? Super Mario... I forgot what it's called. I don't have it.
Odyssey.
Yeah, Odyssey.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So, they always do, like, a Mario Kart... in a Mario game. But it would be cool if I see Smash Brothers. It's too early for Smash, but it would be fucking cool.
But this is a game that's gonna be like the same food, your favorite food, but you're getting tired of it now.
Dang, that's how I feel about fucking Animal Crossing, man. I'm starting to feel like the last Animal Crossing, that's how I felt, man. I mean, they gotta switch. They gotta make it an MMO, man. Like,
they gotta change that.
They gotta make it an MMO. I know they're trying to be kid friendly, but hey, man, the kid gloves come off now. Damn, It'd be Elden Ring. They showcase that would be fucking cool, dude. I'm like, I'm fucking down.
We want to show off the hardware for the Switch 2, so here's Elden Ring.
Dude, let me make the direct. It's fucking Elden Ring, dude.
That's so funny.
So I wonder if the leaks are going to happen because, you know, remember that one dude on Twitter?
There's only a week left.
He's always been right. There's a guy on Twitter, and the reason why, because he says his uncle works at YouTube, and they pre-upload that video. And so he'll watch it, and he'll tell him what's on it. And he don't miss. Let him cook. Let him cook.
So I know he's talked about the Switch too, right?
Yeah.
But has he said anything else?
So I don't know. I think Nintendo, after finding out, they do things differently. They probably don't upload like that
anymore. Yeah, they probably give them like that the day of.
Yeah, dude.
Upload this now.
Hour of.
Yeah. Probably what happens.
What else would they showcase?
I know the main thing of the Direct 2 is going to be, or the Switch 2 Direct is going to be hardware. They're going to showcase
the mouse and keyboard capabilities.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to showcase that, and then I feel like they have to announce like a game, and I do agree it has to be a new game. So either Mario Kart is very, very likely. But I don't know. I don't know why I want another Zelda game already. But I don't think so. I don't think, because we just got the princess one. What was that one called?
Echoes of Wisdom.
Yeah, Echoes of Wisdom. I know it was for what, the 3DS?
Mario and Mario Kart. But damn, if they showcase Elden Ring, fuck.
Oh no, it's because it's April 2nd. You'll be
fucking crazy, dude. They won't do this. If they showcase Bloodborne 2, that would be fucking nuts, dude. They would break the internet. We're
talking about Nintendo, dude.
Hey, Nintendo's like doing different things now.
If they released this direct on the first, I would have said like, dude, they're going to come out with Luigi Kart, dude. Not even Mario Kart.
Wario Kart.
Wario Kart.
You fart into your Switch to like power it or some shit.
That's funny, yeah. All right, and then the last topic is Steam on Xbox. So this is rumors. I think there was like someone leaked an image, like an official Xbox thing where they showed Steam on Xbox, but I don't know if that was just like an internal joke that might have been leaked, or I don't know, it just like an idea that they were showcasing, or maybe it is something that they planned for the future. But that's huge because like, a lot of times, games have issues getting ported from PC onto a console because there's things that have to be done for it to just work nicely on a console. But if Xbox is kind of like a version of Windows in itself, so like technically, you should be able to put a PC game onto the Xbox and play it just off the bat. As long as it has like control features. I don't know if it that opens up so many doors for Xbox.
I think Xbox is more down to do it than Steam is more down to do it, because Xbox is still trying to push their fucking Game Pass.
Yeah.
And I don't know how successful they are, but if they got Steam, it would, and if they could somehow incorporate Game Pass with Steam, it would. Yeah, it would do fucking well.
But also, like, that kind of throws a wrench into, like, what Xbox is trying to do. Because Xbox is obviously trying to, like, make money off of the consoles. But I think their biggest...
They gave up the console.
Yeah, yeah. What they're trying now is to do, like, that digital, like, subscription thing where you get money that way. So
trying to be Netflix of games.
If they integrate Steam, they won't make money off of like the subscription, because people can just have Steam, own the games like that on Steam, and then just like have the console. So I don't know if that's like how that would work, like where the money would come from for them.
Then they won't do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like it doesn't make sense business wise for Xbox, because it would crush them in subscriptions. It would push console sales, but I know that they've decided to just go away from that. So I don't know, unless they're revamping it again and going back to consoles again.
I mean, it's been, this is like kind of off topic, but it's been rumored that Halo's coming to, dude, they were supposed to make achievements for Nintendo a long time ago, and they never said anything.
Yeah.
So Halo's being announced at the Nintendo Direct for Switch 2. I'm saying it. Halo. Halo.
I want, so when Halo comes out for PlayStation, I'm getting it. I'm getting it because I want to play that 1, 2, and 3 again.
Me? I'm full. Halo, I'm full. After Reach, I'm done, man.
No, but I never bought into Xbox. So, like, I only played the Halo 1 and that's it.
And this is, like, another topic because you're going to play and be like, man, these mechanics are so outdated.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But it's
so
fine.
Outdated.
It's fine. I'll enjoy it because I know how. I don't know. I'll enjoy it. I'll see it.
You enjoy it for 2 hours and that's it.
Probably. That's enough. For I'm hoping like $60. $50. $40.
Sheesh.
Not the 70 new price for games. I don't know. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
Know your worth. Don't settle. Settle.
There you guys go.
I wanna be like Becca and make content like that, dude. Just she's also fucking, she's probably in her 20s. It's funny because people are like, I don't know if you're 17 or 31, but I think she's in her 20s. And
so in the middle.
She's smart as she is very intelligent. Like fucking way beyond her years, dude. Way beyond her years.
All right, you heard it here first, guys. Know your worth.
Don't settle.
Thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Oh, did you stop? No. Okay. Oh, another thing. You know how I hate digital? I did pre-order the fucking Death Stranding, that expensive thing. And I did it late. So I was like, oh, shit, I missed a pre-order. Oh, it's fucking probably all sold out. It's a good a sign of hope. It hasn't been sold out. So people are not biting into it. Or either that or they don't like Death Stranding. So thank the heavens. I mean, it's like I'm feeding into the digital market.
Yeah.
Fuck digital.
Once or twice is okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Catch you guys later. Peace.